Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
It really was hard. Really was hard knowing that there was no hockey the last couple of days.
It was weird, right?
All right, finally, game three tonight in Florida. We'll learn a lot. Honest to goodness, we'll know everything we need to know after tonight. Whether this is gonna, you know, we'll see what Florida's got left in them.
And I haven't even looked at the line yet or the spread. I don't know what to call it. Whatever. I haven't even looked at that yet. I know you're not normally that guy, but do you know what like the prediction's supposed to be?
No. No, I don't.
That's fair.
And nor do I care. You know what I mean? It's like that's you. Yeah, you won't get that out of me.
Sometimes I'll predict and I'll go like, you know, I'll go like Golden Knights 5 and Panthers 3. And when it actually happens, it is like the greatest feeling in the world. And so my husband was asking me last night, what do you think the score is going to be? And I go, God, the jinx. I don't know. I'm going to say Golden.
5-3. So if you said the over-under was 8, I'd take the under. That's what I don't know. Unless the Knights have an explosion like they did in game 2. I don't see that. And I think, you know, obviously Florida going to throw everything they got at it tonight.
Yes, they are.
And we'll see. And you know how I feel about it. Take their freaking soul. Take the...
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, what's wrong with your neck? What are you doing?
Okay, so you know the area like between the trap muscle and then the neck like that. Like I'm so sore right there. Oh, just on the left side. So every time I turn to the right, I can feel the muscles pull. It doesn't hurt, but I can feel them.
I can help
like
you with
straining.
That. No, I can help you with that. I've been watching them videos of that Orange County, the good-looking Orange County chiropractor guy. That I don't know about anybody else's timeline, but mine, I'm filthy with him. My guess is I watched an entire video once because there was a hot girl or something, and then now I'm gonna have chiropractor videos in my timeline. How do you learn things? That's how I learn things is off of YouTube. I'll be right in. Don't even worry about it.
That's what I need is a YouTube tutorial doctor. Thank you.
That's what you need is a YouTube chiropractor. That's what you need. Yeah, I'll be right there.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Okay, one final. I know I've said it before. This is how it goes all year. There'll be another one that'll pop up in July. Trust me.
Yeah.
But one final graduation story, and it's from right here in town.
A few weeks ago, there was a military father. His name is Douglas Hernandez. Surprised his daughter at UNLV's graduation. But it wasn't like it was like, I came into town. It was he traveled 30 hours from where he was stationed in the Middle East. And his daughter, Pamela, didn't even know he was coming. They hadn't seen each other in almost a year.
Yeah, we have audio.
Everybody, we have a very special surprise. Pamela is being greeted by her father, a U.S. Navy Petty Officer Second Class, who has made the trip from overseas
I was like shaking. I couldn't believe it. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to have my dad here. And I'm happy to start a new chapter in life.
Yeah, that's spectacular.
She
it just
said,
is. I love that.
She said that. She's like, he misses birthdays and holidays and everything like that. So to have him there at her graduation meant the world to her. It's huge.
The first time I heard and saw that, it got me. I can tell you there's three times when I will undoubtedly be a bit of a leaker. A, the end of Toy Drive. B, when they race the Stanley Cup. True story. Every year. I don't know why. It gets me. I don't care who wins it. And C, anytime somebody does the surprise come home.
Oh, God. Every time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So good. I was going to say similarly, and I don't know why. I guess because Lowe's does a lot of stuff for veterans and all that. Yeah. They're also making a $6 million donation to Habitat for Humanity to support home repair and rehab projects across America over the next 2 years. So good for them. And a skin patch to combat peanut allergies in children under the age of 4 has been shown to be safe and more effective than a placebo in advanced trials. No word on when that patch may be cleared and made available for use, but boy, isn't that a game changer.
That is huge. I have several friends that have peanut allergies, and that is just a huge advancement for them.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Well, obviously, go Knights go.
Obviously.
This is fun tonight because the pressure is all on Florida. You know, like, seriously, there is zero pressure on the Knights tonight. We're going to learn a lot in the first 10 minutes. And yeah, by the time they hit that second TV break, we'll have a pretty good idea how this one's going to go, I think.
I agree with you on that. They've really shown, especially in game 2, we really showed that we don't feed into the whole like bullying thing, like the whole aggressive part. And I think that's what they were kind of leaning on. And,
sure.
And we're not, yeah. And so we're not feeding into that. So I think they're going to have a completely different strategy coming out of the shoot tonight.
Florida?
Yeah, I think
no
so.
No shot. Same thing. Those keep doing they don't have the, I appreciate your years of hockey knowledge.
That's true.
They don't have that's pretty much all they got.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They've got skilled guys, but it's not like they can't. We're a tough match for them. And so really all they can do is try and muck it up and slow things down and beat us up and try and stay in it and snatch one late. And they were able to do that. They had a lot of good vibes going through their first three series, and they were able to do that. And it's just, it ain't happening for them yet. And so we'll find out if it's, you know, like if it's still tied, if it's still 0-0 or 1-1 after the first little bit, that might be problematic. But I still think I think it's going to be a sweep. I don't think it comes home. I'd like, honestly, you know, and hear me out, everybody, before you go crazy. I actually would like them to drop one in Florida because I think it'd be better for them to win it at home.
But I don't
see it going past 5. I just don't. And I'm not being, and that's not like overconfident or any of that. It's just, I don't see Florida's answer. But
are you willing to throw a prediction out there on the spread, on points? Are you willing to throw a prediction out there?
On the score?
On the score, yeah.
No, I don't care about that stuff. I really don't. I just win or lose. It doesn't matter. Honest to God, it doesn't matter how. It matters how many. If y'all want to spend your money, do your thing and talk to somebody else because it's just not me.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. 3-4-2 Vegas.
I love that. Okay.
Sure.
That's much more. I was going to go like 6 Vegas, Panthers 1, just to be like really spiteful.
What are you basing that on? I'm basing it on saying something so we can move on to something else. Hey, how about Pete Davidson? We told you Pete Davidson was at UNLV practice earlier this week. And then because it was just, you know, just pictures with Coach Kruger, which is funny, which is awesome to say that about Kevin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, hey, Coach Kruger, which one? Nah, you know. And then did you see the video of Pete playing?
No, I did not. Did he look impressive?
Didn't know he was left-handed.
Okay.
And B, obviously grew up playing on the asphalt courts of Staten Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got some game.
He held his own. Good out there. That's good.
Yep. Aces tonight with the second of the back-to-back with Connecticut. Connecticut's trying to make a run to be, you know, to be in that same level as the Aces. So you get an hour of the Aces and about an hour and 15 of the Aces before Golden Knights start. And then there'll be a lot of flipping back and forth, I imagine. Or, yeah, I'm hoping it won't be close.
Yeah, right.
Let's be honest. We're all going to watch the Knights. Let's be honest. And you know, and I work for the Aces and I love the Aces. But you know, once that Golden Knights game starts, it's going to be about it.
It's the finals. Do you blame anyone?
Right. No. And hopefully it won't matter at that point.
Yeah.
You know? So, hey, we've got Kevin Hart tickets. I'm saying it out in the universe right now so I don't screw this up. We've got Kevin Hart tickets coming up next. They asked for a relationship rehab, but this isn't relationship rehab. It's actually our buddy Blake and the email subject line. Did I stutter? He went full old school dad on somebody.
Okay.
I'm really, Kayla, honest to goodness, I'll be telling the story and you'll go, well, I know where Chet falls on this one. I'm super interested to hear how you feel about it and what kind of calls we get on this thing. But Kevin Hart, tickets for your participation coming up in just a moment on 98.5 KLUC, on your radio, on your smart speaker, and anytime, anywhere on the always free Odyssey app.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, I will just say this straight out. I haven't found a guy yet. Now, it's a limited sample size, but I haven't found a guy yet that wasn't like, yeah, dude, woo.
Okay.
You know, the guys are fully on this. Mike, my hero. I need to hang out with Blake. Phil, Dave, Tom, Jay, and Kevin, all like, they're lucky that, you know, it's some form or fashion of, they're lucky that's all that happened. Oh, stop it. If you were there, nothing else you wouldn't have done anything.
Exactly.
Just knock it off. Tough guy. But it's fun. Blake plays in this band and they go around and, you know, just play one-off gigs wherever they can get them, and they just pretty much do it for fun, and you know, and they make a little weekend getaway out of it during the summer, and it's a cool thing. They had a gig. Drummer set up his drums on stage. I'm trying to figure out where this was. I don't know why that matters to me, but I don't know why in my mind it's like Bakersfield, and I don't know why I think.
Well, because you want to paint a picture. I get that. I kind of had the same like visual, I guess, like the same kind of thing. I get that.
Or it could be small town Utah. Who knows? But scheduled to play at 4. He shows up at 3. Some kid's on stage playing the drums. So they shoo him away. Yada yada. Kid ends up on the drums again. Dad's taking pictures. And they tell him, "Hey, knock it off." And Blake yells back at him as he's going to his car. "Knock it off." The kid's up there drumming too. I get the rest of my stuff from my car and come back. Now there's two totally different kids on the drums, and then it's the old school. Hey, do you own those drums? No. Then why are you playing them? Get off the drums. The dad, different dad from before, but another dad, says, "Don't talk to my kids that way. They're just kids." Then there's a back and forth. To which the dad says, "Maybe you should put a sign up that says, 'Don't touch.'" Really?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Do we have Brenna? Brenna? Hey, Brenna. Yeah.
Hey.
Brenna, in exchange for your Kevin Hart tickets, I would like your opinion. What do you think?
Honestly, he should have never been put in that position. Like, as a parent, why are you letting your kids go up on stage and play with equipment? Like, I'm a parent myself, and that is completely absurd to me.
Now, let me see how well I know my friend Kayla. Let's just play. It's an old bit where you hold the envelope up to your head, and then you come up with the question before the answer. You know what I mean? You predict what they're going to say. Kayla, why are you in favor of this, but you think he should have been nicer?
I'm not in favor of it at all. I agree with Brenna on the idea that the kids shouldn't have been up there to begin with. I totally agree with that. But the point is that they were up there. I feel like you could have handled it in a much more respectable way. Like, you don't have to yell at kids. They were different kids. I get it. If that kid came back for a fourth bite of the apple or whatever it was, then yeah, you can yell at that kid because he's already been told multiple times over. Those kids didn't know any better. They saw a kid up there and the kid left and they were like, oh, to go play with the drums too. That's what they saw. So they thought it was fine. They didn't know. So I just feel like the reaction is an overreaction, in my opinion.
Yes, also, but like if they saw the kids up on the stage too, then they would have seen him be like, hey, knock it off. And so they would have also known, hey, no, we shouldn't be playing on those drums as well.
And for the record, I want this noted. For the record, my prediction was spot on. You just wanted to disagree with me by saying, no, that's not exactly what it is. No, you do agree that the kid shouldn't have been up there. You just don't like the way he said it.
I just don't like the way he said it. I feel like if you want to be in the entertainment industry and all that stuff, like, you have to like have people like nobody likes the villain. Don't be the villain. Just be the nice guy.
I want to see what happens the first time that kids come over and they're messing around in your yard.
I've had that plenty of times. I mean, like, we love to joke around about how my friend's kid left his underwear and was, like, destroying everything in my house. But I'm like, they're kids. You just tell them next time, like, hey, like, what you did, probably shouldn't have done that. And then they hope that they get better at it. That's all. But, like, I'm not a parent. I don't know anything about how you're supposed to reprimand kids. I just know that I would not be okay if I was the parent of those kids, of some guy just screaming at them and going, hey, I'm sorry. We'll get him down right away. That's how I would have reacted to it, as opposed to the
right. But apparently the other parent didn't react that way. He said you should have put a sign on it. It's not a $3,000 drum kit. Like, what's the big deal? And it's like, what?
And like, you can't gauge how much people actually spent on their drum kit. Like, that guy, that was a gross overreaction on his part. It was a gross overreaction by everyone. Oh my God, it was ridiculous. Like, the kid shouldn't have been up there. That's an overreaction in itself. He should not have yelled at new kids. Overreaction. And then the dad. This is just an overreaction altogether.
Well, Brenna, you know, feel confident in the fact that A, you have Kevin Hart tickets, and B, you're right. And you're right. So that's...
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
You know what I love about that bit is that the reactions are equally... what you might expect them to be. So there's a bunch of dudes. They're like, you know, again, I would have said this to him, or I would have punched him, or, you know, or whatever. And they, you know, there's all that tough guy stuff. And that's okay. That's one way. And then there's the other side. That's like, they're children. You should hug them and give them a popsicle. And you know what I mean? And all of that. And that's awesome too. And the great part about all of that is that this is how we balance each other out. And it's fine. It's okay.
It's perfectly fine. Yeah.
You don't have this is why Kayla and I talk about this all the time. We don't have to agree. But we also have to just like try to go, oh, okay. All right. Yours is good. As wrong as you may be. She'll look at me and go, yeah, you're an idiot, but okay. But that's fine. And that's why we're there for, you know. That's how,
I appreciate that Chet
works.
Can do the yelling for me sometimes. Like, when you got to be hard on people, I appreciate that you can be when you need to be. Me, I'm like, I will never yell at a stranger ever in my life, regardless of age. I just can't yell at a stranger. Mm. So I might be a little soft. I admit that.
I might be due. Sometimes I just do it because I haven't done it in a while.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Melissa Goodson from the Northwest. How's your world?
Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah,
how are you?
Not bad. First of all, trilogy tickets, so you're good there. Who out of the three are you most excited to see? Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, or Pitbull?
Pitbull, for sure.
Yeah. He's fun. Did you go to the residency at Planet Hollywood when he was there?
No, I didn't get a chance to go.
Dude, it was a party from start to finish.
Oh, so amazing, good. Dude.
This is going to be a fun show, and they worry, I don't know if you heard, there's a story going around, actually, we haven't even gotten to it yet today, but we might not have time either, but there's a story going around that that Gen Z is killing the concert revenue at venues because they don't drink, and I was
really?
Like... Yeah, and I was like, well, they'll take care of that at this show. I imagine there'll be a cocktail or three flowing at the trilogy tour. Your 177-second survey starts right now. Kayla brought up a really funny question after the show yesterday.
Okay.
Apparently, Bret Michaels is selling. Bret Michaels, remember him from Poison and reality TV?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So Bret Michaels is selling his house, and one person said, yeah, I'll buy the house. You got to leave the furniture.
Oh, really?
Is there a world that exists where you would want a house that had any rock star's furniture in it?
No, probably not, because I could just imagine what might have happened on that furniture.
That was it. What, Kayla, you said, I don't want anything that was sat, laid, or leaned upon.
Nothing like that. And especially the idea that he was a reality star on top of being a rock star. And the whole point was that he dated a lot of women at the same time.
Exactly.
There's nothing tempting about that to me.
I
got to
be honest with you. The rock star thing is worse than the dating
show.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm telling you that. There was a story today that people don't like being greeted when they go into a store. And it is a fine line. I like somebody to acknowledge my presence. I don't need you to hover. Do you like being greeted when you go into a store?
I'd have to agree with you. I'd like to be greeted, but, you know, don't make me feel like I'm something, like, I don't know, don't sit there and make me feel like I'm being watched or something, you know, but definitely be acknowledged when I walk in, but yeah, not too much though.
Don't follow you around. I get that.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
I used to love when you'd walk into Moe's and they go, "Welcome to Moe's." And that was like, I literally continued to go back there because I felt so welcome with the greeting. But
what
that's
is this
extent-
Moe's?
Moe's is like a Southwest grill, like a burrito place, and the pillar, or like a bowl place and stuff like that.
They had one at downtown Summerlin, and then it didn't. Yeah, and I don't think it's there anymore.
So, but
yeah,
like,
I've never even heard of that.
If you ever come across one, just know that when you walk in, they're supposed to say "Welcome to Moe's," and everyone's supposed to do it at the same time. It's a thing.
I'm not going. I don't think so.
Do you not like being greeted when you walk in the door?
Again, I like my presence recognized. I don't need you. I know what I'm doing there. Can we help you find anything? Not yet. I don't even know. I didn't even look yet. It's like I'm an adult. I've shopped before.
As someone that has to ask that question when people come into the golf shop all the time, I do ask that question. And half the time people go, "Yes, I'm looking specifically for this." And I go, "Okay, it's right over here."
I think golf shop might be a little different because you're coming in for something specific and you need it somewhat quickly and you need to get out of there.
It's situational.
True.
So.
Yeah, but if I'm going into, I don't know, if I'm going into whatever Target. I don't know.
I feel like it's different. Like Moe's, same situation. You know what you're going in for. They still greet you and say hello and nice things.
Yeah, they were trying to make that their thing.
Yeah.
There's no right answer here. You don't have to keep fighting until we give over to your side of this. It's good. Hey, just really quick, are you married, Melissa?
No, not at the current time.
Well, okay, but were you?
Oh yeah, definitely twice.
And this may tell us a lot about questions that we didn't even ask. Did you call your in-laws mom and dad?
My second husband, his mom and dad were already passed away, but my first husband, I did not.
Kayla, do you call your in-laws?
I only have a father-in-law,
right?
So I just call him Bruce. No.
Yeah. So not mom and dad. 17% do. I call Amy's mom, mom.
Oh, that's sweet. Huh. That's very sweet.
I do.
I think my sister-in-law calls my dad, dad. But like, right? Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. So, well, and sometimes it's just, you know, you're the last one standing. So, yeah. So why not? So give them the respect. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Have fun at the Trilogy Tour. Melissa, it's been a pleasure. Have a lovely.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I love this. It's literally a five call says it all. We're going to need a group opinion on this edition of Relationship Rehab. I almost said P1's Court. Oh, if you could turn that one off, I'll turn this one on. The P1's Court. Because we truly need a ruling. This episode is entitled, Who Owns the Dress? Tell the story again, Kayla, because honestly, Kayla and I talked about this one yesterday, and I'm still not quite sure what I think.
So Molly is one of three girls. She is the middle girl. Her younger sister is getting married. So they went dress shopping this past weekend, and her younger sister, Casey, found the one. Very exciting, right? And the funny thing about
Is this about Molly, the middle one, or is this about the younger one?
It's about Molly.
Okay, I got you. The middle one.
Yes, the middle one.
I'm just trying to keep track, and hopefully everybody else keep track.
So younger sister finds a dress, perfect, right? But it's literally exactly like Molly's dress. Like she even said, oh my God, this looks exactly like Molly's dress, and like joked around about it. And like, again, just funny at first, but then the mom looked really serious all of a sudden and said, oh my God. Great idea. She should just wear Molly's dress. We could save so much money. Plus, it could be your something borrowed. And then Molly was like, what? That's my that's my dress. Isn't that, that's my dress. And she doesn't, and she even told her mom, why would you take my dress from me? And the mom responded, well, technically I paid for it. And I mean, doesn't that mean I own it?
Mm-hmm.
And so Molly is now confused because she had no response for that, saying, well, I mean, you did pay for it, but I thought it was my, I thought it was my dress. So who owns the dress?
702-364-9898. I have one question that, well, I cannot deliver my ruling. I have one question that I have to ask before I can, before I can say anything about this. I have, I'm leaning heavily, but I need one question answered. In the meantime, everybody jump in. Who owns the dress? Is it Molly? So the question is, does Molly, the middle child who already got married in the dress, is the dress hers, or is the dress mom's because mom paid for it?
Great question.
But that is the question, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And then I have one additional question that may add. Yeah, I don't know if it. I don't know if it adds to it or not. I think it does. In my head, it does.
Get up. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I did not write this part down. The middle daughter is Molly.
Molly.
Molly, and the younger one is
Casey. She's the one getting married.
Casey, you're right. And so then Casey found a dress that's just like Molly's. Mom said, well, that's great. Why don't we just use Molly's? Molly's like, what the hell, Mom?
Like, I'm that's assuming, not okay.
Well, I wasn't there, you know, but I assume. And also I realize that you are neither of these people. But here's my question. Who is presently in possession of the dress?
Molly, I'm assuming.
I would assume. Should we just go ahead and make a call on that? Or are we just going to say that Molly is in possession of the dress?
I'm going
right
to say
now?
Molly is in possession of the dress because typically you don't give it to anyone to hold on to.
I have
Molly.
My ruling. Sherry, did we not learn when we were children that possession is 9/10 of the law?
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. So what? Okay, what say you? Whose dress is this?
It's Molly's dress. The mom bought it for Molly. So therefore, it was a gift. It belongs to Molly. And the younger daughter should have a little more respect of not wearing a dress that's almost identical to her sister's.
Well, did we also not learn when we were children that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery? You give me a premise, I'll give you a platitude. I'm on fire right now.
Yes, you do. But no, not for a wedding. Not for a wedding dress. It's a personal thing. It's something that's special to you. It's one thing to wear a mother's dress if it's been handed down, you know, but to wear your older sister's dress, I don't want to hand me down, first of all, for my wedding from my sister.
No, that's fair. I'm kind of the same way.
Casey seems to be in on it, though, right?
That's the weird thing is by the email alone, it seemed like Casey was like joking around like, this is cool. Yeah, let me wear Molly's dress. But I don't know how serious it was because she only says that mom is the one who suggested it.
Do you know these people?
No, we don't know these people.
Oh, I didn't know.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Sherry. You're so wise. Mostly because you agree with me. Yeah, Michelle, are we wrong?
Yeah, no, we are right. It's 100% Molly's. I don't know why the mother would even offer her own dress. That's not how you gift somebody. You know, the whole thing, like a little something that's borrowed. Like, no, it has to be given from the owner, not taken from whoever thinks they're entitled to it.
That's where I'm at, too. And if Molly has possession of the dress, Kayla, where are you at on this? We haven't even asked you. Where are you at on this?
I agree. I think that it's Molly's dress. And while the gesture is sweet, like the mom should have stepped aside and said something to Molly and been like, hey, it's the same dress. Do you think that you want to offer it to your sister? Like, that would be a very cool gesture. Like, she should have done that instead of going, oh, we'll just put you in Molly's dress. It's perfect.
Well, and then the I bought it, it's I can do what I want, that's a little overbearing.
That's a little
bit. You
know what
I mean? That's a little too much of that. Although I see her point that she paid for it and she may think that, but then Okay, that's fine, but you don't get to tell it. Stop telling everybody what to do. You know,
but that's like, but then where does it end? Like, you paid for the wedding, so you get say in everything like that too. Like, if you paid for this much of the wedding, then you get to control the wedding.
Only if you only if you're gonna reuse centerpieces.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Just to wrap up relationship rehab, it's pretty much a done deal. That dress is Molly's. Right?
Yeah. It's like the text line itself is like 83% like Molly's dress.
Oh, wait. We jumped the gun on that. Okay. Well, I thought all right then. Yes, the official 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show stats and information department. 83% of the voting public on the Centennial Toyota text line is decided. And honestly, I thought it was even more than that. There's just been a smattering of people going, yeah, mom paid for the dress. Molly got married. Okay. She's the middle daughter. Casey is the younger daughter. Casey is getting married now. They went out looking for a dress. Casey chose one and mom went, hey, or somebody went, hey, that looks just like Molly's dress. And then mom had the brilliant idea, hey, we'll just reuse and recycle, and this can be
it's
your something
perfect.
Borrowed and whatever. And Molly goes, hold up. and mom's like, no, I paid for that dress. So it was all like, and then honestly, the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, that's ridiculous. It's mom being a little overbearing and sorry for your childhood, but whatever.
The majority of the text on the text line are saying that it's like been gifted, like it's a gift to you. Someone said it's definitely Molly's dress. Once it was gifted to her, it was no longer mom's. It's kind of like child support. Once it's transferred out of your bank account, it's no longer yours. And then somebody else said, I don't see mom offering her dress up.
She believes she has. She believes that. She believes that is
funny.
She believes that is her dress. She is offering her dress up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. All of a sudden, I realize we're getting late in the show now, and there's things I'm like, oh, I gotta tell Kayla, or there won't be a chance. Do you remember this guy who got the $129,000 ticket the other day?
No, how is that possible?
Yeah, in Finland, they do speeding tickets based on your income. So, as you might imagine, the guy who got the ticket says, I really regret the matter.
Oh my God.
Essentially, he was doing 51 and a 31. So along with getting the fine, and they take this stuff very seriously in Finland, he was doing 51 and a 31, and along with a $129,000, almost $130,000 fine, he got his license suspended for 10 days. Part of the deal, okay, I get it. Part of the deal was he, in 2018, he got a $68,000 ticket. He had to cough up $102,000. 5 years before that, so okay, but he makes a bunch of money and they base it again off the income. So his ticket now, $129,544, 121,000 euros.
I am trying to think how much, like, I'm trying to think of a celebrity that if they got a ticket that was 120, whatever it is, $1,000, that it would just be like, oh, it's nothing, just pay it. You know, if it was just a ticket, I'm trying to think of a celebrity. And I'm sorry, that is still such a big amount of money that I'm like, I can't think of one person that wouldn't affect them.
I think it's a deterrent. You know, I think so. I don't know that the money would bother this guy, but that 10-day driver's license suspended would get him. This guy's the chairman of a holding company that includes businesses in logistics, helicopter services, real estate, trade, and tourism sectors. So he's got dough. So 130 would pinch, but I don't think it's going to bother. I don't think he's going to. It's
well, good for
bother.
Him. I wish that I could afford
right.
130.
Yeah, right?
Oh, no.
I want 51 and a 31 ticket money. That's yes.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This guy, it should be an edition of Florida, Ohio, or Washington, but it's Florida. It is. And I'm Kayla. I'm sorry. But you know what? The Miami people are different. Isn't that true?
It's like
you can't lump all the Florida people into one. You can't lump all the Florida people into one bucket.
No, God, no, absolutely not. Miami is its own country, and I say that with love, but it is like you cross into Miami, and yep. The culture's like so different. South Beach, people get away with anything on South Beach. It's insane.
Yeah, and Orlando seems to have its own special blend. You know what I mean? Orlando's got its own thing.
Sure.
It's got its
cousin,
own thing.
Cousin to Miami there.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, we don't claim Reno and Reno don't claim us. So I get it. Robbery suspect caught on surveillance video wearing a cardboard box over his head. It's brilliant. While allegedly stealing phones from a Florida store, owner of the phone store in Miami Gardens, which, yeah, they say that to make that sound nice. I'll bet it's not. Shared footage of the bizarre break-in. Oh, so this guy busting in at 4:00 in the morning on Saturday, wearing a smashing glass displays and stuff like that and swiping phones and whatnot. I don't know why I feel like this guy's wearing like a tank top and shorts and flip-flops, but I really don't know.
Because that's every stereotypical Floridian ever, so I get that assumption.
So, and what he had to cover his face was a box. And at one point, though, I don't think he must have not poked any eye holes in it or something, because at one point he can't see, so he takes the box off.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
There you go, bro. Apparently, after the guy saw the man's face, okay, the owner of the store saw the man's face. He did get away with 19 phones and $8,000 in cash. Then he began to look around the plaza where his phone repair business is located, and he asked a bunch of other people if they had seen this guy. He prints out a picture. And eventually, the alleged thief was found in the same plaza drinking with his buddies at a nearby liquor store. And
no.
They busted. So he's dumb.
He's so stupid.
Yeah, you should just bust him for that. If stupid was a crime, you know, this guy, if you're going to use the box, keep the box. Let that be a lesson to you, kids. Keep the box on your head. If you learn nothing else from today's show.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, public service announcement. And I realize we're a day late on this. I realize this we probably should have come up yesterday. But Kayla and I just had the most amazing off-air conversation. Hey, can we all make an agreement that if you did get Matt Rife tickets, that you're not going to go to this show and try to yell out thinking that he's going to do crowd work with you? Because and that's what they call that. When the comedian starts engaging the audience, they call that crowd work. And yeah. a lot of people put their crowd work online because you don't want your routine, you know, because then they go, oh, I saw him tell that joke. So you don't want to put the routine stuff out there. So the crowd work is easier because it's unique.
Absolutely.
I think Matt Rife is going to, and do we all know who he is? He's that good looking guy with the very plump lips. I think I may have a man crush. actually, I really like him. And he's funny.
He is funny. Yeah. I just, like you said, like he does crowd work. I really feel like I see him all over my timeline. People just losing their minds because they didn't get tickets and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, you're going to go to this. Let's say you did get tickets, okay, at the Chelsea, and you're going to go. I feel like some people are going to go and be severely disappointed if they're not called out. It's a 2,500 to 3,000 seat place. Like, if he's doing the crowd work, chances are he's probably not going to get to you if you buy a mezzanine seat all the way at the top and stuff like that. So just be realistic with yourself and knowing that you're probably not going to be the one that's going to make the clip and go viral on social media because Matt Rife's making fun of your job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or you're hammered and hitting on him. Like, there's that one girl keeps coming up. That one shows up a lot for me. Can we meet out back? It's like, oh, your mother must be so proud. And then, yeah. I guess, but just keep in mind, this is the same shot that you shot with Harry Styles. And how did that work out for you? It did.
True.
It's the same shot that you shot with two out of the three Jonas Brothers. How did that work out for you?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Congratulations to Tupac. Finally got that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, only honestly, two albums. A little late though, right? Like, I feel like it should have been sooner, but that's just
this. There was something weird about it. This has been in the works for like a decade. Literally for like a decade.
Oh,
and
okay.
And there's the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame thing is weird because you can pay a certain amount of money, and if you get a certain amount of signatures on, it used to be, if I recall, it was like $3,500 and 8,000 signatures, and then they had to approve you. This has been in the works for like a decade,
okay.
I don't recall what's holding it up, but yes, to your point, yes, it probably is a little late.
Yeah,
but it's not. I think it's
not the easiest thing in the world. I get that.
Well, but I think it's also on the Tupac side. Why
fair.
Nobody else was holding it up. I think it was on the Tupac side. But Tupac only had two albums that ever hit number one. One of them was while he was in jail, and the other one was after he died. And my thought was, well, what better publicity? You know?
Right.
I mean, what better to push that up the charts? Lincoln Logs were invented by a gentleman named John Lloyd Wright. Kayla, have you ever heard of the architect Frank Lloyd Wright?
I was going to say, why do I know that name? But Frank Lloyd Wright, yes, absolutely.
John Lloyd Wright, the inventor of Lincoln Logs, is the son of famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright,
which is
amazing. Africa, the only continent of all of them that's in all four hemispheres. Kayla, can you name all seven continents? Go.
Africa,
sure.
North America, South America,
nice.
Asia,
yes.
Australia.
Sure.
What am I missing? I'm missing one of the poles. I don't know. The South Pole.
Europe.
And Antarctica.
Yeah.
Look at this girl.
I think you're right. And under pressure, too, because usually that's what trips Kayla up is she doesn't like a pop quiz.
If there was an eighth, I'd be screwed. My max is
well,
seven.
There's not. That's why you don't know what the eighth is, so that's good. The polo shirt was designed so that the collar could be turned up. The idea was to protect your neck from the sun when you were playing tennis. So when the whole pop your collar thing was a thing, and everybody thought, ugh. Well, they were kind of actually getting it right.
That's very funny. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. And now, in the early days of Parcel Post, some parents decided to game the system and mail their kids to relatives. Okay? In 1913, an 8-month-old baby in Ohio was mailed by his parents to his grandmother. She only lived a few miles away, but they delivered the baby safely. Regulations were then quickly established to prevent any additional mailing of children through the U.S. mail. But at one point, it was possible. And then this is one of those that and especially in these days, too. But obviously, back then, it was kind of the same situation. There's a lot of stuff now that we go, do we really need to tell people not to do this? Is this something that we need to regulate?
Exactly.
But yeah, apparently it's kind of always been that way. It's the more you know. Before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
Did you hear about the red and blue ships that collided?
Well, apparently I did not. I did not, but I assume you're going to tell me in just a moment.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, we got to get out of here. We're this much closer to a Friday. We got a night's game to prepare for tonight. We got to go. So, Kayla's joke, red and blue ships collided, you say?
Yes, there's a red ship and a blue ship, and they collided.
Yes.
Did you hear about it?
Did I hear about it? Did I hear about red and blue, purple? No, Kayla, I didn't hear about it. Well, tell me.
All the sailors were marooned.
Not purpled. They weren't purpled. They were marooned. I was kind of almost there, maybe. Hey, go Knights, go. This is going to be, it's going to be super interesting, super fun tonight. Game time, 5 o'clock. You knew that already. I don't have to tell you. Everybody have an amazing day. We'll all meet back here on Friday, all right? We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Ready? Break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.